Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Your mother always said, eat your vegetables. And she was right, maybe in more ways than she knew. While you don't have to go all veggie and become a strict vegetarian, one of the healthiest eating habits you can foster in your family is to eat more vegetables. Now, surveys have shown that children who eat a lot of fruits and vegetables when they're young tend to continue this eating habit when they're adults. But how do you get your children to eat vegetables? Well, you eat them yourself. Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will offer practical ways to enjoy more vegetables in your daily diet. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Love this topic. Great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us again.
I know, Rick. I'm so glad to be with you, and I hope you're not disappointed, because I think you thought the topic was simple ways to veg out, not vegging up. And we're talking about how to add more vegetables in your diet, vegging up. So maybe another day we'll talk about good ways to veg out.
I think we'll take a commercial break here, and I'll go look for the new questions, because I'm totally going to be lost here for the next 20 minutes. But we'll look forward to that on another one. And people go, veg out. That's good. I can understand that. But we're talking about vegetables and how you can eat a vegetable-centric diet. Let's start again, as I like to do, with the very basics. Why are vegetables so essential to all of us for a healthy diet?
I know, so I'm going to put this in a nutshell. We'll add in nuts here, too.
Okay.
When people ask me what kind of diet I eat, you just answered it for me, because I usually say I eat a vegetable-centric or a vegetable-forward diet. That's sort of like the new terminology. And vegetables are absolutely essential to a healthy diet, and here's why. They reduce the risk of chronic diseases, lower blood pressure, improve digestion, bolster your energy, revitalize your skin. If you want youthful, glowing skin your whole life, eat more veggies. They support weight loss because they're low in calories and high in nutritional value. They also boost immunity and so much more. And the recommended daily amount is about 3 cups a day of vegetables, but the 2020 CDC study found that 90% of American adults don't eat enough vegetables. And with the amount of processed food options available everywhere you look, it can be difficult to get enough veggies into your diet, and especially if maybe you don't like them. So to help you live a healthier lifestyle, I've put together 15 of my favorite ways to eat more vegetables, and this is without eating a salad for every meal. A lot of people think, well, one salad a day is enough. Don't tell me to eat 5 salads a day. And if you incorporate just 3 of these tips I'm about to give you into your daily routine, it will boost your veggie intake, and that will leave you healthier, happier, and slimmed down.
A lot of great information coming up in today's program with Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Her website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. With your past, your background, a Whole Foods caterer, a private chef, a recipe developer, a world-famous recipe book author, give us your 15 surefire ways to bring in more vegetables to our daily diets for both kids and adults. If someone is an expert in this topic, it certainly is you. Give us some ways that we can actually consume more vegetables.
Okay, so number one is store in plain sight. So remember, you know that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
When you confine your produce to the crisper drawer, you're often likely to forget that it's there. So instead, give your veggies the prime spot in the refrigerator. This is what I do. And so whenever I open up my refrigerator door and search for a snack, I'll be faced with beautiful, fresh produce. So store in plain sight.
I like that. So I'm making note as we're talking here. I'm going to move the Heineken to the crisper and then move the vegetables up to a more prominent place. I like that. That's great. So if you see it, you're more than likely going to eat it on a more regular basis than when it's hidden somewhere.
That is so right. And then the second one is prep right away. Now, yes, you can go to stores and you can get all the vegetables already cut up and triple washed. But if you bring things home that need to be taken care of, my suggestion is that when you bring them home from the market, to wash, peel, cut your snackable veggies before putting them away. It will just take maybe an extra 10 minutes. And it's especially great for carrots, lettuce, so it's clean, your snap peas, your celery. What I like to do is I separate them into small bags or reusable containers so that they're easy to pull out and chomp on anytime I want. Because sometimes, you know, in the past when I didn't get them all prepped and ready, I would open up and go, oh, boy, I just don't want to take time to wash the lettuce and cut this up. But if they're right there already, I can just pull them out. And I have some of those containers that have airtight lids that have different dividing sections with different vegetables in every one, like jicama and maybe cherry tomatoes, carrot sticks, celery, mushrooms, even radish slices, green onions, you know, so it's all ready to go.
So often we think it would be good to do this, but you're right. I don't want to clean it. I don't want to cut it. I don't want to go through all of that. But if you open the refrigerator, and I just did this with a red pepper the other day, it's like, okay, I got a few minutes. We're going to cut this up. And I open it up, and all of a sudden it's there, and I'm enjoying the red pepper. So if you prep your food right away, that will encourage you to eat more. You talk often about juicing. Can you juice vegetables? How effective is that?
Yes, and by the way, just so you know, red peppers are so good for you, really low in calories, high in antioxidants and enzymes. They're your skin's best friend, and a red bell pepper, I don't think you're talking about a cayenne hot pepper,
but
a red bell pepper is a ripe green pepper. Green bell peppers are unripe. Red peppers, which is often why a lot of people say they burp when they eat green peppers, that they'll say, oh, that the green peppers repeat on me. My mom always used to say
yes,
that.
Yes.
But I often will eat an organic red pepper like you do an apple. I wash it and literally crunch into it. And I love red, orange, yellow, and even green strips of bell peppers. You can never eat too many, and it will never cause you ever to gain weight. And the more you eat, the better your skin will look. So juicing. My grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me the importance of juicing, and I've been juicing ever since for the last 20 years, you see. And juicing is a great, easy way to consume a medley of raw vegetables, because your body will be able to quickly absorb the soluble fiber and nutrients of the vegetables without filling your stomach with the insoluble fiber. Because when you juice, you separate the insoluble fiber from the liquid. Now, of course, and we'll talk about this next time we're together, both types of fiber are important for a healthy diet. So be sure to follow all the tips that we're talking about today. But when you juice, this is one time you're going to extract out the insoluble fiber. And when you get a juicer, make sure you get those whole slow juicers, which gently crushes the ingredients you put through to keep all those valuable nutrients intact. And by the way, if you're new to juicing, like you want to make green juice, and I make, unless I'm on the road traveling, just about every morning I make fresh green juice. But you can sweeten it. You can add an apple, a carrot, something else. I always like to add ginger and lemon to the juice. And over time, as you re-educate your taste buds, you'll find that you can reduce, let's say you put an apple to make it a little bit sweeter, you'll find that you can reduce the amount of the fruit. And pretty soon, literally, and I'm not joking, pretty soon you'll be craving the taste of pure vegetable juice. The healthier your body becomes, Rick, the more you crave healthy foods. You know, foods with sugar in them I'm not saying cut out fruit. Fruit's good for you. You just don't want to overdo it. But you don't want to eat foods that have white sugar and white flour in them. They just give you a lot of calories and no nutritional value, and they rob your body of good nutrients, too.
So much.
So juice your veggies.
Juice your veggies and all this and so much more information. And we'll talk about Dr. Susan's website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. So much information there. And, of course, more on this topic today, how to eat a vegetable-centric diet. Let's start with the morning. Can we incorporate vegetables in the morning? Can I have Brussels sprouts with my French toast? I mean, can I start the day like that?
There you go. I think you might be very rare if you do that, but, you know, if I have roasted Brussels sprouts from the night before chilled in the fridge and I'm getting things ready to juice and making breakfast, I might nibble on those because they're so good, especially when you roast them with some garlic, too.
Ooh, it sounds good. It sounds good.
But again, yes, I make green juice for breakfast. I always make green smoothies. And by the way, at the end of my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, in that book are lots of vegetable recipes, lots of green smoothie recipes, too. Very unique ones that will be different than you've ever had, and everybody in the family loves them. But if you do a green smoothie, and if you make it the night before, it's still okay that morning if you think you might be rushed in the morning. Let's say, Rick, you prefer eggs in the morning. That what you can always do is add some of your wonderful red bell pepper slices, mushrooms, onions, and baby spinach leaves to your omelet. So there are always ways to add vegetable. And I've been known maybe 3 times a week to have a salad for breakfast. Just because it's not a typical breakfast food doesn't mean you can't have a salad. And if it's, you know, see, when I often make a salad, it's so easy to make a second and third one and then cover them. So there are, so one I'll eat,
yes,
let's say, for lunch. The other two are just ready and covered to go, and I pull it out. And when you have great dressings that you make fresh, you know, you literally can't eat enough salads. You can't, leafy green salads with beautiful vegetables, and I guarantee you this. You will never feel like there's some foods you say you can't eat just one, like potato chips or French fries or whatever it is. But with salads, you're never going to like eat a second, a third, and a fourth. It's easy to control that. And the more fresh leafy green salads you eat, the more fiber and nutrients you get. And the quicker any extra weight you have on your body will come off.
You mentioned the books. I want to talk about the two books, the two new books. Check them out on Dr. Susan's website or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you find books. And we'll mention this again later on in the conversation. Wired for High-Level Wellness that Dr. Susan mentioned. And the newest, Uplifted 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Information on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Talk about making soup with vegetables. An effective way to get our vegetables?
Oh, I love soup because it fills you up. It doesn't make you gain weight. And by the way, it's a new edition of Wired for High-Level Wellness. I made some changes in it, added some recipes. So it's a new edition for 2022 when you get that on Amazon. So soup, you know, in addition to juices and smoothies, soup is another slurpable. I don't even know if that's the word.
But I know exactly what you're saying, yes.
Yes, but we know what it means. It's a great way to enjoy vegetables. And you can take steam vegetables that maybe you make, you steam butternut squash or sweet potatoes or pumpkin. Always make extra. Chill them. And then you can take them and put them in a blender and make creamy soups. Or you could add chopped vegetables to a canned soup or a broth. Now, whenever I steam vegetables, especially if they're organic, I'll put some herbs in the steaming water let's say, a little sprig of rosemary, maybe some basil, maybe oregano or tarragon. And then after I steam, I strain the steaming water, and I put it into containers with lids, and I freeze it, and I make my own organic homemade vegetable broth.
Very good, yes.
And to all the soups that you make in Wired for High Level Wellness, I have recipes to teach you how in 2 minutes, including cleaning the blender, you can make nut milks like almond milk and cashew milk, walnut, sunflower seed. And when you add a little bit of this liquid, the nut milks, to the chilled vegetables and puree them, that you can make a chilled soup, or you can heat it up after that on the stove. So, you know, you can do it in a few seconds if you always have some of these extras, like the steamed veggies. Don't make enough for a meal. Make 5 times more and have it left over in your fridge, because these chopped up, the chilled steamed vegetables, are also great to put in salads.
Well, it goes back to the prep that you were talking about. If it's there, it's easy to get out. It's easy to eat and enjoy. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She is talking today about why it's essential to eat a vegetable-centric diet. And she's back with much more information on today's This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our website, susansmithjones.com, talking about 15 delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables. Let's talk about how to prepare. You talk about roasting rather than boiling. Talk about the difference.
Yes. So if vegetables are already not your thing, an overboiled head of broccoli is just going to grow cold on your plate. So roasting vegetables brings out their flavor and makes them really delightfully crunchy if you don't over-roast them. And what I do is I'll take a variety of chopped up vegetables, maybe one of your favorites, Brussels sprouts, and garlic, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, mushrooms, asparagus. I drizzle a little bit of olive oil on them, and if you want to season them with salt, pepper, a few herbs of your choice, put them on a roasting pan. And, you know, sometimes what I'll do is I'll put them in a Ziploc bag, drizzle a little bit of oil, shake the bag, you know, with the seasoning, spread them out on a roasting pan, put them in a preheated 425-degree oven for about 20 to 30 minutes. Check them and make sure they're sort of all cut in a similar size, so some things don't cook much more quickly than others. And again, I'll make 3 batches at once, because then the ones I don't eat, and I eat a lot of vegetables, believe me, I eat a lot, and the ones that I don't eat go back in the refrigerator, and then I'll make soups out of them, and then also sprinkle them on salads.
Fantastic ideas. You'll find all of these on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, and Twitter, I understand, as well, at Susan Smith Jones.
Yes, that's right. Follow me on Twitter, and I always do a lot of recipes there, and really great, uplifting, motivating little sayings to inspire you for that day.
And you've got that at the website as well, so you can follow, get all of this information. We're talking about how to consume more vegetables. Number 7 on your list of 15 is dress them up. I assume we're not talking about a magic marker here. How do we go about dressing them up?
Yes, and I always make sure I put on my evening gown when I'm dressing up my vegetables. And you've got to let vegetables be the vehicle for a stellar salad dressing. I prefer, for the most part, not to buy bottle dressings. There are a few I buy from a wonderful company that are all oil-free, like raspberry and vinaigrette. When I want to go oil-free, you know, for a day or two or a week. But if you don't like bottle dressing, it's so easy to make your own. And I get out a pen and paper, because right now I'm going to give you a very simple recipe I've been making since you know, you can't, it's not easier than this. Everyone loves it since I was a teenager. And it's a quick lemon vinaigrette. And I whisk together in a, usually one of those glass measuring cups, a quarter cup of fresh lemon juice. I love my Meyer lemons. A third of a cup of EVOO, extra virgin olive oil. And make sure you get good oil, and you store, if you get olive oil, store it in the refrigerator, because it's up on your shelf, it can go rancid, and your nose will tell you. And then I mince some garlic into it, a little garlic. I love garlic. And then a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. And if you wish, a pinch of salt. And I do fresh cracked salt and fresh cracked pepper. Shake it up, whisk it up. And then I make enough to keep it in a little jar with a lid on it in the refrigerator, so it's good for a week. And then you pour it over any vegetables, and it makes a great marinade, too, for anything else that you're cooking up. But it's a very simple dressing.
We all like noodles, and you talk about creating veggie noodles. For most of us, that's like a something we've never heard of before. How do we go about doing that?
Yes, and we'd be like a noodle, you know. Our bone, our 206, I don't know why I'm saying this, but the 206 bones in our body keep us strong and tall and standing up and sitting up. If we didn't have bones, you look at how brilliant God was in creating us, we'd be like a noodle.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I just thought I would add that in to give you something to think
give us
about.
A little visual as you're carrying
yeah,
on with
exactly.
it. Yeah, exactly. Okay,
that's like
great.
A little wet noodle. So I like to spiralize veggies. You can buy a little spiralizer in any gift shop, you know, home and kitchen shop. You can get them on Amazon. And I spiralize zucchini, so it looks like strips of spaghetti. I spiralize carrots and sweet potatoes to make these wonderful veggie noodles. And they don't necessarily need to be cooked, so this is a great way to consume raw veggies. Or you can cook them and steam them. And then another vegetable pasta alternative that lives up to its name, its name is spaghetti squash. It's surprisingly easy to make and has a neutral taste. So you bake the spaghetti squash, and then you use your fork and you pull out the strings, and you know that's the, and it's so delicious. It's kind of like tofu that has a very neutral flavor. So whatever topping you put on it, it lends itself to pretty much any kind of topping, which segues into the next tip, and that's get saucy. We all want to get saucy, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So the next time you need something to go on your veggie noodles, maybe adding vegetables to your tomato or pasta sauce is one of the easiest and even sneakiest ways with the kids to include more vegetables in your meals. Oftentimes, let's say I buy a really good organic pasta sauce at the store. You know, you want things in the pantry when you don't have time to make homemade. Then I'll add in some minced celery and your favorite, the bell peppers and zucchini or mushrooms to a homemade tomato sauce or pasta sauce. Or maybe I saute first in a teeny bit of olive oil some of these cut-up vegetables, and then add them to the store-bought jar of pasta sauce. And then I often, I make pesto sauce a lot, and it's usually made with basil, but usually I will replace the basil with kale or spinach, and then add in a little bit of basil for flavor rather than using all the basil. So these are just all great ways to add more vegetables into your daily diet.
Our guest today is holistic health and lifestyle author and expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Of course, you can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. On your list, you've got use frozen vegetables, which brings up the question, are frozen vegetables really vegetables? Are they okay to eat, to have in our diet?
Yeah, they really are vegetables, Rick.
Okay.
And oftentimes they can have a little more nutritional value than vegetables that have been sitting on the shelves of the grocery store for days and days. And this is perfect for the winter months. I always have extra vegetables in my freezer, actually year-round, because if you run out at the last moment, you might need something, especially like shiitake mushrooms. Frozen vegetables are usually picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, making them almost as nutritious as the really good fresh ones. And you can thaw and prepare them just as you would fresh veggies. You can juice, roast, grill, blend, you name it. Always make sure you have some extra vegetables on hand. It's always good to have the corn in the freezer department and your peas and mushrooms and some broccoli. And I always have artichoke hearts available. Great for your skin. Great for adding to, oh, my goodness, you could make butternut squash, cauliflower, carrot, artichoke heart soup so easily. So keep a good variety of things in the freezer when you need them.
On the list next, number 11, these are delicious and easy ways to enjoy consuming more vegetables combined with dips. Talk about how we do that.
Yes. Now, an irresistible dip can make even vegetable haters reach for a carrot stick.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I always have one of your favorites is homemade guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to make hummus. I've got recipes for that in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and in my newsletters. So you can dunk your veggies into homemade guacamole and hummus and ranch dip, or that even that lemon vinaigrette I just gave you.
You talk about wraps, and we like wraps, and lettuce wraps are something that's delicious and good for us. How does that work? They sound like they probably wouldn't be because they sound good. They're good and they're good for us. Talk about that.
Yes, yes. And we're not talking about what you put over your shoulders. So let's make that perfectly clear.
Yes.
you can swap a bun or a pita or a tortilla with a large leaf of, say, romaine lettuce. If it's a little flimsy, you can put two together and make it double. And I love making lettuce wraps. And inside the wrap, I maybe put a little guacamole, a little hummus, maybe other dressings, strips of carrots and cucumber, and red bell peppers, and maybe some artichoke hearts, maybe a few little green onions or chives. And you kind of roll it up, sort of like a burrito or like a taco. Rather than the bread, use lettuce, and it provides, these lettuce wraps will give you a satisfying crunch and a refreshing twist to sandwiches or tacos.
If you're thinking, boy, this really sounds good, and we've gone through this very rapidly, you can re-listen to this program, podcast on all of the top podcasting networks, Apple, Amazon. You'll find it on iTunes, Spotify, Google, all of those. Or you can go to Dr. Susan's website. You can listen to the program there as well, and you can get all of this information and so much more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. And as she mentioned, Wired for High-Level Wellness, because a lot of great information, great recipes being shared by Dr. Susan on the program today. I love this next one. You mentioned chips before. We all love chips, and we can actually snack on veggie chips. So how does that work?
Yes, and they're so easy to make. And get the kids involved in making them, too, because they love them, and it makes your snack time much healthier. So I've never met anyone that doesn't love chips, but here's a better, healthier version. You can bake or air fry thinly sliced carrots or parsnips, sweet potatoes, or beets. If you salt them lightly, it could be a nice salty snack. I don't even need the salt now. They're just so good by themselves. And for even a healthier crunch, I'm often roasting kale in the oven or an air fryer to make kale chips. Kids love kale chips. And sometimes I'll sprinkle on it a little bit of nutritional yeast that tastes cheesy, but it's just good B vitamins. So you can have cheesy-like kale chips that have no cheese on them. And you can make huge batches. And here's a little secret. People love getting these as gifts. Here's another little secret. If you want to find a way to make extra income and make it, let's say it's Ricky's Healthy Snacks, you can get an air fryer or use your oven and make lots of these wonderful veggie snacks, put them in little cellophane bags with ribbons, create a little label, and you could sell them and make extra income.
And you will make a little extra money. People will enjoy the snack, and I probably eat the profits when I'm doing something like that. It actually sounds very good. A couple more items left on the list. Add to desserts. How do we add vegetables to desserts?
Yes. Now, here's an interesting way. I like to make beet brownies. I put in the pulp from, if I made beet juice with other vegetables, I take the pulp, and I'll put that literally in the mixture before I make the brownies. Or I put shredded veggies, or else also the juice pulp, into muffins and breads and other baked goods like zucchini bread and carrot breads. You know, so when I juice, I don't just throw away all that fiber. I reuse it in a myriad of ways.
It's so fascinating. All of this, again, on Dr. Susan's website. Number 15 on your list is grow your own vegetables. And some people might think, boy, that's probably going to be a lot of work. How much work is it, and how productive is it to have your own homegrown vegetables?
And I'm talking about growing sprouts in the kitchen.
Yes.
I have an entire book called Kitchen Gardening: Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts. My grandmother taught me to do this when I was a teenager, and I've literally been doing it ever since. I make wonderful alfalfa sprouts, red clover, lentil sprouts, garbanzo bean sprouts. It takes about 2 minutes a day of your time, and you need just a little few inches of space in the corner of your kitchen. And in 4 days, I can have a quart-sized jar or more of my alfalfa sprouts. A quarter cup of broccoli sprouts a day will reduce your risk of getting cancer, according to the latest studies, by 50%. So, and yes, you can go buy sprouts in the market, but you don't know how fresh they are. And it's so easy to make them at home. And so my book, Kitchen Gardening, will tell you exactly how to do this. And remember, if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and go to, in the navigation bar, go to books, and if you click on Wired for High Level Wellness or Uplifted or my children's book, the new edition for 2022 just came out. So you don't want to get the old edition on Amazon. Go to my website, and it will direct you to Amazon, but you want to make sure you get the new edition, and it helps kids learn about vegetables. It helps their reading and math skills. And after they read Vegetable Soup, The Fruit Bowl, it's two books in one, they want to eat more produce. So you can find out all that info and how to get autographed copies from me right on my website if you click on the book title under books. But so, you know, so these are just a few ways. You know, there are many more, but these 15 are a great start. And with a little bit of creativity and practice, you can train your taste buds literally to crave vegetables, and your body will thank you.
You know, you touched on something. A few minutes left in the program, I opened talking about the importance of the example you're setting, because your kids will follow. If they eat vegetables now, they will eat vegetables as they're adults. What are some of the best ways, just briefly, and you've touched on many throughout the program and just did with the new book that you have, what are some of the ways that we can get kids interested in eating and enjoying vegetables and making it part of a lifetime diet?
Yes, and so important to start when they're young, because the more vegetables the adults eat in the family, the more children are likely to eat the vegetables. So remember, just remember this, parents. Taste changes often with age. Children who maybe turn down vegetables as babies may eat them when they're toddlers. You know, keep offering, but I say don't force the vegetables. If your baby refuses squash at 6 months, offer it again maybe at 7, 8, or 9 months, because it's important to use modeling, not bribery or threats, to get your children to eat vegetables. Good eating habits, like good sleeping habits, can't be forced on a child. And the best you can do is create a healthy eating attitude in your home and let your child catch your spirit. And the job is to eat and serve lots of vegetables. You be excited about them. Prepare them in a variety of appealing ways. Dress them up to have kid appeal. You know, you make a little open-faced sandwich and you put something on it. Use the cherry tomatoes for the eyes and something for the nose and a strip of red bell pepper for the red lips. You know, dress them up. Kids love that. So you make them in appealing ways, and then the rest is up to your child. But you need to be the good model.
And you are the good model in giving us ideas, guiding us in the right direction. How can people get copies? You mentioned autographed copies of your latest two books. And where should we go on the website? This is so important to sign up for your free Healthy Living newsletters, because a wealth of information you get free every month on a variety of topics. Where do we find the books, the autographed books, and how do we sign up for the newsletter?
Yes. So go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on books, so you can find out about Wired for High Level Wellness, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, but also that what we talked about today, the book on the ABCs of growing sprouts, everything you need to know with color photos is in this beautiful little book called Kitchen Gardening. And then also the one that children love for kids ages 1 to 8 or 9, to teach them about the benefits of fruits and vegetables. There's a place to write in the book for their favorite fruits and vegetables. It helps with math and reading skills, as I said. And I know from decades of experience working with kids, and recently with this new edition, that when kids read this, they literally want to eat more fruits and vegetables. So you have them on Amazon, but go to my website. That will take you right to Amazon, so you can get the latest editions of Wired for High Level Wellness and Vegetable Soup and the Fruit Bowl. And if you want autographed copies, definitely go to my website, click on the book, you scroll down, and it will tell you how you can get autographed copies from me. That includes a note card personal to you. I'll write it to you, a sweet little note. I love to do this, and a bookmark. And then I put them in an envelope. I go to my post office here in Santa Monica. I mail these books all over the world, and I think of everyone that I mail the books to as part of my extended family.
That's interesting, because you can get the book for your kids, for example, and you can sign it Aunt Susan. I mean, you can get a children's book with lifelong information for the kids from Aunt Susan. So all of this is available by going to Susan's website. It's SusanSmithJones.com. You can follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones, and you can link onto all of this by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Great information on today's program, How to Eat a Vegetable-Centric Diet. Dr. Susan, as always, thank you for being with us. Looking forward to our next visit. Thank you for sharing all of these very easy and enjoyable ways to consume more vegetables.
Thank you. Thank you. So go veg out, but before you veg out, get your cut-up vegetables and enjoy some with your guacamole dip.
That sounds good. And a vegetable chip possibly along the way. You've got me. I'm going to have to look into that after we finish the program today. All
Very
of this
good.
On Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.